Tosis and Daf Mem Dalid says, "Ubesefer Hamaymini Matzuch LaHaski Ba Me'ein Hamaora B'Shabbes Yontif Umiulo Nohagor Olam Ken V'Yochel Lios Ma Shemaskim Me'ein Hamaora Haynu Dafke B'Yameim Shehoyu Regim Lekvor Ayin V'Amini Peres Aval Ha'idna Lo Kavei." So this is a interesting Tosis. Tosis quotes the Rambam, but disagrees with him. The Tosis is of the opinion that in the Baruch Mein Sholosh in Alamichya, that you don't mention Shabbos. It's not required to mention it, as opposed to the Rambam, who says that you are required to mention Shabbos and Yontif in Baruch Mein Sholosh. And if you look in the Rambam is in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Brachos Loch Yud Gimel. He says, "Vezuhi brocha achas mein sholosh." And so on, "Ubeshavas yonto omer bebrocha zu me'ein kedushas hayom kederach shemasku bebirkas hamazon." So this machloikis between the Rambam and Tosis, whether you have to be maskir Shabbos and Yontif in brocha mein sholosh in the Alamichya. So the Rav explained that this machloikis depends, maybe interpreted in several ways. One way to interpret is whether the halacha of bracha mein sholosh is a kiyum of benching, just an abbreviated benching, or it's a separate kiyum bracha on shiras aminim. Because if it's is a kiyum of birkas hamazon, so then as birkas hamazon requires to be mentioned kedushas hayom, so Baruch Mein Sholosh also requires it. And that's the opinion of the Rambam. However, Tosis says, is the opinion that it's not a kiyum of Birkas HaMazon, it's a separate Baruch Mein Sholosh that we make on Shivas Aminim. And the Rav said, and this would be that the Rambam and Tosis are Lishitosom, because the Rambam is of the opinion, in Perek Dalf from Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says, that anybody who makes Birkas HaMazon or Bracha Erech Me'ein Sholosh has to say it in the place we ate, that there's a loch, there's Kriyas Makom, and just like benching requires that you bench in the place you ate, so Bracha Me'ein Sholosh requires that. However, Tosis in Psochim and Daf Kuv Aleph, Tosis Devi Amasol Ela, is of the opinion that only that pas, bread, and mezoinis, which of the chameshes aminim, require bracha m'komo, but not yayin or the other of the shivas aminim. And the Rav said that this may depend on this machloikis, that according to Tosis, that you don't require, that you should say the bracha mein sholosh b'mkomo, where you ate, that's because he doesn't think it's a kim of because of Muslim, as opposed to the Rambam, who says that whenever you say Baruch Mein Sholosh, requires that you say Bimkomo, so he holds that it is a kiyum of benching. I just add on my own that there's Machlokes Rishonim, as we know, whether Baruch Mein Sholosh is Diraisa or Drabonon. If Baruch Mein Sholosh is a Diraisa, and so then it's subsumed under Birkas HaMazon Diraisa, so then it certainly is It's certainly a kiyum of Birkas HaMazon. Now, there's another way the Rav said to explain this, and that depends on a machlokes rishonim. Machlokes rishonim whether on Shabbos and Yontif, when you bench, this, let's say for example for Shalosh Shudas, I started the meal on Shabbos. Shalosh Shudas. But by the time we conclude and we come to benching, it's already after Shabbos. It's after Tzeisa Kachovim. Do I mention Shabbos in the benching? Or if it was Rosh Chodesh, do I mention Rosh Chodesh in the benching? So the Rosh in his tshuva says that we don't mention Shabbos if you began. So the Rosh is of the opinion that you don't mention Shabbos and Yontif in the benching. However, in the Divi Chamudos on the Rosh, he quotes from the Tshuvas Ashkenazis that you do say that since the beginning of the meal, the Haschol of the Suda was on Shabbos, so the Mechayev is the Suda, and the Suda is a Suda Shabbos, so even though the time that you're benching, it's no longer Shabbos, you would still be Chayev to mention Ritzei in the benching, or for Rosh Chodesh to mention Yalav Yavo, or Yontif to mention Yalav Yavo. So the machloikis between the Rosh and this Tshuvas Ashkenazis is that the Rosh is of the opinion that saying Yalav Yavo or Ritzei in the benching is an askara b'yalma. So it depends on the Yom. If Shabbos is already passed and there's no Kedushas Hayom, so you don't mention it. And the Tshuvas Ashkenazis is that it depends on the Suda, and since the Suda is the Mechayev, and it is a Suda Shabbos, because the Aschol of the Suda, the beginning of the Suda was on Shabbos, so therefore you're Chayev to say, would say, in and Yalav Yavo in the benching. So this Machloikis may relate to how we understand what is the locha of Ritzei and Yalav Yavo in the benching. Does Ritzei become on Shabbos part of the Toifis of the Bracha? Or it's a separate Askara B'Yalma. So if you say, according to the Rosh, that it depends on the Yom, so it's an Askara B'Yalma. But it doesn't become part of the Matbeah Shel Bracha itself, the Toifis of Bracha. But according to the Tshuva Ashkenazis, that the Suda is Mechayev, so then it becomes it's the benching for Shabbos, and because it is the Mechayev is the Suda, and it becomes an integral part of the Toifis HaBracha, and therefore you're Chayev to, and therefore since the Haschola was on Shabbos, you're Chayev to mention it. And this may be the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam, because Tosfos says that you don't have to mention Me'ein HaMa'or Yalav Yavo or Ritzei in the bracha Me'ein Shalosh, because he holds that it's not part of the Tosfos HaBracha. However, the Rambam thinks that it is part of the Tosfos of the Bracha, and therefore that's. It's not just an askara b'yalma, and therefore, even if everybody would assume that it's a kiyum because of moshen. But if the Rambam thinks that it's part of the matbeah shabracha, so therefore, even a me'ein ha'bracha me'ein shalosh, you also have to mention me'ein ha'ma'ora, and Tosfos thinks that it's an askara b'yalma, and therefore that was only instituted by benching. And not by Brachma and Shalosh. And related to this is also what we don't say in Brachma and Shalosh, we don't mention Fischanaka Purim, we don't mention Allah Nisim. This is quoted in the Hagos Maimonides. And so it's even according to the Rambam, who says that you do mention for Shabbos, Me'ein HaMa'orah and Brach Me'ein Shalosh, you don't mention that in Allah Nisim, because Allah Nisim is not part of the Toifis HaBracha. It's a separate askara, and therefore was never instituted as relates to Brach Me'ein Shalosh. I just want to add one thing to this. I once heard from the... I think the Biskurov said it, I'm not sure if Biskurov said the name of Reb Chaim, that why is it that in benching, we mention Ritzei or Yalav Yavo before Uvnei Yushalayim, but in Alamichya, we first say Uvnei Yushalayim Yerkoz B'Hem Yomeinu V'Aleinu Sochor V'Sachem V'Yonah V'Nochom B'Yor V'Nesbor N'Tvor N'Vrecha Alayab Kedushon V'Tvor, and then only afterwards we say Utsev Achtisen B'yom HaShavas Hazeh. So he said, because Bracha Me'en Shalosh is only an abbreviation of themes that are part of the Bracha. So Ritzei and Yalav Yavo don't appear as an independent Bracha, only as an askava within in Bnei Yerushalayim. The only time it appears as an independent Bracha is that if a person forgot to say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo, and then he completed the Bracha, so immediately afterwards he says another Bracha, full Bracha of either Shabbos or Yontif or Rosh Chodesh. So it only appears as an independent Bracha if you forgot it in Ritzei, and then it's an independent Bracha. And since it's an abbreviation of the Brachas, we say it after Bnei Yerushalayim when it appears the Kiyum is after Bnei Yerushalayim as a full Bracha, Bracha B'Fnei Atzma.